welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. March is Trisomy Awareness Month. That's spelled T-R-I-S-O-M-Y. With that in mind, we're going to talk about a few of the more common forms of trisomy today.
Right. Let's go over a bit of background here. Humans have 23 pairs of chromosomes, and of these, 22 are autosomes. The 23rd pair of chromosomes determines what genetic or physical sex characteristics an individual is born with, i.e. whether they're born male or female.
Okay, so let's picture 23 pairs of shoes in shoeboxes numbered 1 to 23 lined up against a wall. Okay, if you open any one of those shoeboxes, you'll see two individual shoes that look nearly identical mirror images of one another. If you counted up all of the shoes in the 23 shoeboxes, you would have 46 individual shoes in total. So 23 pair, 46 in total.
Okay.
And now picture there's a glitch in the mechanism at the shoe factory.
Okay.
They're going down. There is a hesitation in the assembly line, and a mistake is made, putting an extra shoe into one of the boxes that ends up in our shoe lineup. Now, if you open that box, there's three shoes in there.
Lucky you?
No, not okay. Really.
And you still have to use that extra shoe all the time?
Yep.
So how do you do it?
Not easily.
So it may sound as if we're making light of these conditions, but we're not. We understand that genetic disorders are very serious and can be scary for new parents. Please keep in mind that these conditions are often a result of a random occurrence and not the parent's fault. Please consult a qualified genetic counselor and your healthcare provider. If you or your partner have experienced a pregnancy loss because of trisomy, please take heed that it may not occur again. It's not like all the time.
It's thought that about half of pregnancy loss is due to trisomy.
Seek out physical and mental support. You're not alone.
Right. Those are great points, Lita. Now, getting back to trisomy, the term trisomy was first used in the 1930s to describe a cell with an extra chromosome, kind of like what Jean was talking about with the shoes. Mm-hmm. The root tri, meaning three, refers to a third chromosome where there would typically only be a pair of chromosomes. Trisomy is rare and may occur in some cells, mosaic trisomy, or in all of the cells, a full or complete trisomy. Several forms of complete trisomy will not result in a live birth. There is also something called a partial trisomy, which occurs when there are two full chromosomes and a partial chromosome. But back to the shoe analogy, two shoes and let's say a shoe heel.
Okay, so that would be partial.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And yeah, what are you going to do with an extra heel? The specific diagnosis and its overall effect on an individual's physical, intellectual, and developmental health will depend on which chromosome is affected and several other key factors, especially, you know, is it mosaic, full, complete, or partial. Typically, individuals with trisomy have a distinctive forehead, eye, and nose characteristic for that particular form of trisomy, and health issues can vary widely and from nearly undetectable and, you know, barely any symptoms to fatal.
Right. Right now, we're going to talk briefly about five of the more common autosomal forms of trisomy found in humans. Trisomy 8, 9, 13, 18, and 21.
Okay. Trisomy 8, mosaicism syndrome. That's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
Abbreviated as T8MS. Occurs when there are three number 8 chromosomes. So the 8, so the numbers refer to the number of chromosomes?
Nope.
Well, it's like the pair of shoes analogy.
Oh, number 8 chromosomes.
Right, yeah. So looking back at my rather convoluted analogy,
yeah.
In shoebox number 8
okay.
along the wall,
okay.
You have three shoes.
Okay, instead of two.
Right.
Okay. And individuals with trisomy 8 mosaicism syndrome have a third copy of chromosome 8 in some, but not all, of their cells.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So trisomy 8 mosaicism syndrome is also known as Warkinny syndrome 2. Individuals with this genetic disorder may have intellectual disabilities and or issues with their joints, especially in the knees. They may also have problems with their kidneys, their heart, their spine, and or their skeletal system. And it occurs far more often, 4-to-1 ratio, in those born with male reproductive organs than those born with female reproductive organs. It is typically the result of a random change in the chromosomes, but it is not something that is typically inherited. Individuals with trisomy 8 mosaicism syndrome may be more susceptible to infections and at a higher risk for some cancers.
On to trisomy 9, complete and mosaic trisomy 9 are rare chromosomal conditions which are often fatal. The lifespan for individuals with partial trisomy 9 may not be affected. So if you have
complete,
if you have an extra chromosome in all of your, alongside all of your 9, or if you have it in most of your cells, then it's fatal, or most likely fatal. And if you have it just a little piece of chromosome, extra piece of chromosome 9, you might be fine.
Okay.
Or your lifespan might be fine.
Okay. Some signs and symptoms of partial trisomy 9 may include heart, spinal cord, and brain defects, which may be detected with prenatal ultrasound. Partial trisomy 9 may also result in issues with the individual's head and nose shape, the joints, the eye, and also kidney problems. These individuals may have cognitive and developmental delays.
And then I think it's pronounced Patau?
Patau?
Patau syndrome, or better known, I guess, as trisomy 13. This is often fatal in infancy. And again, this condition is a result of a random chromosomal change. It may affect the heart, the brain, the spine, eyes, fingers, toes, and basically the overall muscle tone of the individual.
And then there's trisomy 18, which is also known as Edwards syndrome, which is often fatal. Those individuals who do not live past their first year of life may have severe intellectual challenges, defects in the internal organs and heart. Their fists may be constantly clenched, and their fingers may overlap, and that's a distinctive feature of trisomy 18.
Okay. And trisomy 21, also known as Down syndrome, is one of the more common and well-known forms of autosomal trisomy. Individuals with trisomy 21 may have mild to severe intellectual disabilities. Typically, children with Down syndrome reach developmental milestones a bit late. The lifespan for individuals with Down syndrome has been increasing. Jean said that, we had a neighbor who had Down syndrome when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about when I was like 8. And I think he lived to maybe 40 years old.
Okay.
What's the lifespan now?
In the 60s.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is in the 60s. Yeah. It went from like 25 to 60 in a rather short period of time. And the more that we realize that individuals with Down syndrome, you know, are capable of living a full and rich life, the longer the lifespan will, you know, be.
Right. A lot of it has to do with integrating into society and not being shut away.
Right. One time they had just institutions that they were placed in, right?
Exactly.
And yeah, having, you know, a family structure and support system, and realizing that you can.
And we also have to add too, like with a lot of these private companies and government that help support,
mm-hmm.
you know, it gets people out in the community, get some work, and get them involved in things, and that's contributing
lifespan. Runway model on Instagram. That lives with Down syndrome or was born with Down syndrome, and some other people who are living, yeah, very full, rich lives.
Right. So trisomy and other genetic disorders are very complicated, which we have just talked about. We will include several links to them on our website. And if you'd like to learn more or have concerns, you know, you can please, you can contact your healthcare provider. I'm sure they can give you more information.
Right. And we didn't mention it, but your chances of having a child with Down syndrome increase as you get older. And they're not entirely sure as to why. It's thought that the proteins that hold those two chromosomes together denatures over time. Just like if you have a banana, and when the banana, you first get it, it's green and you know, nice and solid, but then as it ages, it kind of turns to mush. Well, that bond between the two chromosomes splits, and then you have these wandering chromosomes, and gotcha. They will bond with other chromosomes. And then you have a third. There's also, there's the opposite spectrum of trisomy, where you have only one chromosome in a cell, and that also causes some issues.
So age is a factor.
Age is a factor for women.
If you have any questions or comments related to today's show, you can drop us a line at podcastdx@yahoo.com, through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
If you have a moment to spare, please, please, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. And as always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something that you have heard on this podcast.
Till next week.